Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Certified wheat seed produces more per acre, and Joe Shirley Farms in Alva has five tremendous varieties that will help you harvest a high-quality, high-yielding wheat crop next June. Showdown, Butler's Gold, Gallagher, Smith's Gold, and Double Stop CL Plus, all out of the OSU wheat breeding program and all ready to work for you. Call 580-748-0900. That's 580-748-0900. Or go to their website, shirleyfarms.com. Hey cattle producers, you are invited to Express Ranch's Ranchers Bull Sale coming Monday, October 4th, start at 11 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 275 Angus bulls, 40 Hereford bulls, as well as several lots of springbred heifers and fall calving cows. For more information, go to expressranches.com or give them a call, 405-350-0044. Come to the sale live or see it on superiorlivestock.com. Express Ranch's Ranchers Bull Sale, Monday, October 4th.
Well, the cattle futures today ended up under a little bit of pressure to continue on this downtrend. September feeders only had about 228 trades today, so it's pretty light volume for them, and they will wind down here. We got about 13 days left through September 30th for that contract to trade. But we've been selling off. We're somewhere around $14 or $15 off the high going back to the end of August. Now, the next month out, the September only down 72 here at 156.37. November's down $1.20 at 156.10. The feeder cattle index currently 154.60, so we're right in line with this September, and they're pretty close with 13 days left to converging. Live cattle 122.80, down 80, so that's pretty disappointing trade there. We're pretty 11 or so dollars off the high from back in August. That's a pretty substantial sell-off. The cash trade this week looks like it's going to be from 23 to 25. I think the bulk of it probably happened at 24, but it's been under pretty significant pressure all the way back until the end of August. The next month out, December, is 127.52. And out in April, we're still pretty high at 135, down $1.02 today. The lean hog's up 25 in October at 85.72. The December's up 60 at 75.05. February up 70 at 78.22.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Agriculture is the backbone of Oklahoma. As our state's farmers and ranchers care for the land and their livestock, Oklahoma Farm Bureau is standing up for agriculture and sharing amazing stories that play out each and every day in rural America. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help strengthen agriculture's voice as we work together towards a brighter future. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today online at okfarmbureau.org. Together, we are rural Oklahoma.
Well, grain futures were lower pretty much everywhere across the board. We had corn down 2 to 3.5, with D's corn down 2.25 at 5.27 1/4. The November beans down 12 here at 12.84. Chicago wheat was 3 to 5 lower. Kansas City wheat 5 to 7 lower. Kansas City December was 7.13, down 7.5 cents. So gave some back today. We were unable to go through the highs earlier in September before selling off today. Still slightly above the 20-day moving average, which is 7.10, but we're right there at it. So hopefully that support line will hold. Minneapolis wheat was right at $9.50 in December, down 6. The cotton today, December cotton down about 18 at 92.33. The ongoing talk here is harvest is progressing through the highest yield areas of the United States, Central Illinois and the Midwest. There's some talk that there is a disease that is lowering yield slightly. We're 10 or 20 bushels an acre lower than maybe what was earlier thought, which is disappointing, and that's one thing that's keeping the market a little bit bulled up here. Also, the Gulf of Mexico is opening back up, but now we're having some logistical issues with the lack of barges. They're having a hard time getting full barges unloaded and sent back north, so barge freight has gone up, and the number of barges moving on the river have gone down just because of logistical issues.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.